It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Everybody, welcome to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. This is Aaron.
And this is Craig.
And we're coming to you from the beautiful Lee Berry Complex, just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Once again, Studio One. Happy to be here. Everybody's in a good mood, and it's all great and shiny. And
I never said I was in a good mood.
And we got stories.
We do.
And let's get to it, shall we?
Let's do that.
Head nod.
You got something you want to say to me?
I think I already did.
Oh.
If you read between the lines.
According to you, I can't read.
That's not what. Okay, we're going back to that.
Okay. Okay, let's go. First story.
Headline is.
Keep going. Come on, first story.
Headline is, look at me, I'm Aaron Lindsay. Oh, I said your name. Everybody knows your name now. Aaron Lindsay.
Are we ready?
We're ready. Let's go. This is good stuff.
Here we go.
Headline is.
You gotta let me go or
okay,
not?
Okay, do it.
First story.
Keep going, come on. You got momentum.
First story. Police smash window of hot car to rescue a child. You know, they do that nowadays.
I would think so.
But you know what? They found a wig. They found a wig instead.
Like one of those guys, like a...
The
like
wig the is up, the news is out.
Oh, I thought you meant the political party. They found one of those
the
guys.
Wigs.
The wigs. Why, thank you, young sir. Thank you for getting me out of this vehicle, this horseless carriage.
You thought I were a child.
You thought I was a child.
Police in Virginia have a little egg on their face. It must be like a bird egg. No, it wouldn't be a chicken egg.
Why would you have that on your face?
It's so small.
Oh, maybe it's some kind of a conditioning thing. If they can carry an egg around their face.
Cucumbers on their eyes, a little egg on their face.
Whatever. Police maybe they're just really hungry and they need to have it with them all the time in case they need something to eat.
They're sloppy eaters. Police.
You literally went.
I've tried to start this sentence five times.
This is funny.
Okay, you say so. Funny to you, maybe.
I'm having a blast.
Police in Virginia have a little egg on their face. Newsnet 5 reports that after they broke into a woman's car on a hot day.
Wait a minute. Police can't be breaking into women's cars. Why are they breaking into somebody's car?
We've got an issue. Car lives matter. Oh.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
Let's explore that for a minute.
Let's not.
Okay.
After they broke into a woman's car on a hot day intending to save a trapped child and instead found nothing but a wig. Jasmine Turner, the owner of the car, says she was surprised when police called her concerned about the welfare of a child locked inside her car on Thursday.
How ugly does your kid have to be to look like a wig? And just because you know it was laying like flat on the seat or something, or was it like propped up in a chair?
I don't. Maybe she had it in a child seat.
And okay, but there was no body with it.
But a very tiny baby with a lot of
hair.
There's
an invisible baby in the car seat.
But we can see his hair.
We can see his hair. We need to get that baby.
Save him.
Save my baby.
The dingo. Jasmine told the local news station WAVY, I don't have a baby, so I'm like, where'd the child come from? Who put the child in my car? Police broke the
window. She felt on top of her head and said, where's my wig?
Police broke the window anyway, but discovered.
Broke wind?
Broke wind. Oh.
Oh.
Anyway, but discovered what had appeared to be a child to the concerned bystander who called 911 was actually no more than a wig and some blankets.
Oh, so it was. It looked like something was under.
Like
that
wrapped,
makes more sense.
Like it was wrapped in clothing.
Or it was swaddling clothes.
I wasn't going to go there.
Swaddled.
Clothes.
Swaddled.
Perhaps due to embarrassment.
Swaddle.
Or perhaps due to more pressing business elsewhere, the responding officers reportedly left the scene before Turner returned.
Yeah, they
to
did.
Her
they
car.
Ran
yes,
away.
Yes, they did.
Nothing to see here.
That's not a child. We're ran out of here.
Oops,
scatter.
Sorry, it's the third one this week.
Here comes Jasmine. Run.
The worst.
Oh, man. Are you going to take the next story? Because if you are, I'm going to play it. Let's do it.
What are you doing?
Okay. All right. I think it's ready.
Oh, now I tell my story.
Yeah, go ahead.
This isn't my story.
Go ahead.
Headline.
It's your turn.
It's my turn?
It's your turn.
Do I go now?
Go.
South.
It's your turn.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't doing that to you a minute ago.
You did.
No, I was saying, headline is.
Go ahead.
Can I go now?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay.
Headline is.
South African player sacked from national team for allegedly farting at coach.
Can we say that?
Breaking wind at coach.
That's what I thought we'd say.
In what was undoubtedly one of the strangest stories you will ever read.
Not true.
A former Bournemouth player, Tokelo Ranti, is said to have been dropped from his national team for allegedly breaking wind in the direction of his manager. Is that like the French guys in Holy Grail?
That's what I was thinking.
Ranti, who spent 3 years at AFC Bournemouth in English Premier League, is said to have carried out the bizarre act a couple of weeks back, but the story has only recently hit the headlines in the local media. Or I would say that news has finally broke.
Or somebody finally got wind of it. We can go on for days.
The way the story is described by the outlet is utterly captivating.
I'm ready to be captivated.
The article reads.
Go.
Tokelo Ranti pulled down his pants.
Tokelo.
You start it. Tokelo Ranti pulled down his pants and let one rip in the direction of Bafana.
You think it had a lot of audio on it?
I don't know, but I'm gonna try that whole paragraph again because it's just making me happy inside.
Which is the exact opposite of what you're doing to me right now.
The article reads. Tokelo Ranti pulled down his pants and let one rip in the direction of Bafana coach Ephraim Sheikh Mashaba.
I don't know what's the funniest part of that sentence. That may be the funniest sentence.
I don't know what I just said, but I'm going to say it again. I want you to track what I'm saying.
Okay.
The article reads.
Reads.
Tokelo Ranti pulled down his pants and let one rip in the direction of Bafana coach Ephraim Sheikh Mashaba.
What is this?
I don't even know if that's a sentence. Okay, we're going to get through it, and we're going to keep this going.
Start over. Try it again.
No, let's try it again. This is all good.
This is all
good stuff. You ready?
Go.
Here we go. This is what we go through when we get these stories, right? But I just like all the beautiful words in this sentence.
This is not only is it a long, long sentence.
There's no composition.
Every word in it is worth like at least $7.
There's no composition whatsoever. Ready?
You go.
The article reads.
Mm-hmm.
Tokelo Ranti pulled down his pants and let one rip in the direction of Bafana coach Ephraim Sheikh Mashaba a few days ago in one of the most bizarre acts of obstinacy ever seen in the national team.
I still don't think you got it right. I mean, you read it word for word, but...
What do you mean I don't have it right? Did I not have enough of a rhythm going? The article reads... Tokelo Ranti pulled down his pants and let one rip in the direction of Bafana coach Ephraim Sheikh Mashaba a few days ago in one of the most bizarre acts of stubbornness ever seen in the national team.
Okay, this next sentence may be as good as that last one.
The flagellants was so suffocating that the putrid... The flagellants was so suffocating that the putrid stench continues to hover over the team like a dark cloud.
It's still there today.
Still there. There only appears to be one source reporting that the player did do such a strange thing, and the report itself does say that the player was called up for international duty but didn't show up as he was asleep when he got the phone call. Wait. Is a massively confusing situation.
I was about to say, what in the world has that got to do with anything?
I don't know. He apparently, though, has been removed from the squad. It seems that breaking wind in football has quite the link going on.
First of all, it's not football.
It's for them. It's football.
No, football. It's not.
Back in June, a Swedish player was sent off for breaking wind. Adam Linden.
So it's that bad of a foul to break wind?
I'm not one to... I can't discuss their dietary situation. Oh, can I do a spider story?
Yeah, you can do the spider story.
Here you go.
Headline is.
Sure. Are you going to do it in Australian accent?
No, because I like our Australian friends. They've been listening.
Well, what's...
Numbers are growing in Australia.
I do understand, and I appreciate that, but it's not insulting.
Crikey. Okay. In Australia, giant spider carrying a mouse is horrifying and impressive.
Both at the same time.
Yes, but that's not really even, that's a bad Australian accent.
I wasn't doing one.
I was.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Well, I wasn't really doing one if I wasn't doing one.
It was bad.
Okay,
I'll give you that.
Can I apologize to all of our friends down under?
Sure. You can do what you want to do. It's our podcast.
I'm sorry. There, I feel better now.
Good. You look better, actually.
In Australia, giant spider carrying a mouse is horrifying and impressive.
I love it.
Forget pizza rat and cigarette crab.
I've seen cigarette crab.
I don't know who these are.
Yeah, cigarette crab's the little crab that somebody put a cigarette in its claws and...
Cigarette crab.
You seen that crab that...
I have no idea what we're talking about.
No, cigarette crab is a crab on the beach. Somebody put a cigarette in its little claw and it was walking down the beach with a cigarette.
Well, I'm going to forget him now.
It's pretty funny.
It says to forget him.
Okay, forget
He's
it.
Forgotten.
Forget him and
I'm preparing
pizza
myself
rat.
For Spider Mouse.
I don't even know what pizza rat is.
The super strong, very hungry Australian arachnid. Wow. I don't even know where to go from this. Australia's litany of fearsome fauna seems to have a new entry.
Oh, no. They had enough as it is.
Oh, yeah. Added to the deadly snakes, man-eating crocodiles, and poisonous jellyfish comes Hermie the Huntsman.
They've named him.
I want to say that again like a movie trailer. Ready? Added to... Okay, ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Added to the deadly snakes, man-eating crocodiles, and poisonous jellyfish comes Hermie the Huntsman.
Dun, 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 dun.
A spider so unusually large and strong that it had no problem carrying a sizable mouse up the outside of a fridge.
Oh my gosh.
Oh your gosh.
Oh. I'm just picturing this. I haven't seen the video. I know it's out there. But a spider carrying a mouse.
We've talked about, I don't know how this is compared to their funnel web, but the funnel web is a scary spider.
It's a very scary spider, mate.
Hermie's feet, not his feet he walks on, but his
always
feet.
Wear your shoes.
Hermie's
well, they don't
accomplishment.
Shoes.
No. Okay, so we're.
Shoes.
I'm going to sit down with the Australians. We're going to wait for you to finish talking to yourself. This is the Australian. Let me explain something to you, okay?
Go ahead.
We are the only news they get in Australia.
That's not true.
That is so true.
You act like they're North Korea.
They have not. Australia has three websites.
All right, now who's being offensive? Mark, I want you to know that's Craig, not Aaron. Drop D.
Quit. Stop. Okay, you ready?
This is my laugh. I sound like a smoker.
Or like an old man. Oh, that's because you are.
I'm middle-aged, thank you.
Do you want to hear? Do you think we should heal the story? It is healed.
Healed.
Do you want to hear this story?
I would love.
I have a feeling no one's listening to the story right now.
Should we take it from the top?
Right now, someone in Australia is going, tell a story.
I'd rather have a mouse carrying a spider than have to listen to these dudes.
In Australia, giant spider carrying a mouse is horrifying and impressive.
Both at the same time,
that's
mate.
That's right. Crikey.
Yeez, crikey.
Hey, you want to, we've done this before. You want to hear my Australian accent?
Yeah.
Hello, mate. Would you like some shrimp on the Barbie?
That's terrible.
No, it's great. You hear my
hello, mate.
You want to hear my?
Would you like some
Hispanic?
Shrimp on the Barbie?
You want to hear my Hispanic?
Yeah.
Hey there, y'all. What's up?
Hey, SA.
That sounds exactly yeah. Hey, SA.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's amazing.
Your accents are horrible.
No.
I thought mine were bad.
No, I do a really good Chinese one too. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello, y'all. What's up?
That doesn't even make sense.
No, it sounds just like it. The super strong and very hungry Australian arachnid. Spider Mouse. Hermie's feet was captured on film by Jason Warmel, a tradesman from Copabella in Queensland.
At the Copa.
Copacabella.
Copacabella.
Who was heading out to work in the early hours of Monday morning when he says he received an offer from a neighbor that he couldn't refuse.
Uh-oh.
So I'm just about to leave for work. About how do you guys in Australia speak like this? This is in 0030. I was about to leave for work at, I guess, 12:30, and me neighbor says...
It says me neighbor.
It says me neighbor. My best mate says, you want to see something cool? I said, heck yeah.
And then he wrote on Facebook.
Then he wrote that on Facebook. So we proceeded to his place, and he shows me this.
That's not how
Huntsman
he talks.
Trying to eat a mouse. So he shows the guy a spider.
Yeah.
Why at 0030 in the morning do I want
to...
Uh-oh. On the video shot by Wormy. No, his name's Wormel. I'm just kidding. A voice can be heard off screen wondering in amazement, what's he going to do with him? Man, that's cool.
No, it went like, what's he going to do with him, mate? Man, that's cool.
You're just, you know, here's the thing. You're embarrassing yourself, and I feel sad for you. You ought to be Negan's next victim.
Okay, don't bring that up.
Stills taken of the spider seem to show the arachnid clutching the mouse by its head with its something I can't pronounce.
Chelicrae?
Sure, if you say so. It's big stabby things. Stills taken of the spider seem to show the arachnid clutching the mouse by its head with its big doofy pointy things while it scurries up the fridge. The footage quickly circulated online, and by Monday afternoon, it had been viewed more than 6.5 million times.
That's a lot of footage.
Among the 41,000 comments below the Good original grief. Post were many expressing deep horror at the strength of the spider. Anthony Sanchez summed up the general feeling with the simple statement, "Oh, heck no." You know, people, in times like this, when you get a little freaked out about a spider eating, you know, carrying a mouse around, just be glad they don't have freaking wings.
I'm just glad that we're safe here in America, where all we have is little bitty spiders. But on the...
We have tarantulas. We learned that already.
I've never seen one. I mean, like in my house. What if you woke up and there was a spider so big it was carrying a mouse up the refrigerator?
It'd be a dead spider crawling up the side. I'd probably move, burn the house down.
Something that large.
Probably have to burn the house down.
Yeah.
Yeah, burn the house down.
I'd buy a snake.
And the funny thing is, you woke up in the bed with a snake.
Don't go back. Hey, flashback.
So, wait.
Hey, we thought they were done, right?
Are you almost done, like, adjusting your headphones?
What is wrong with you?
I'm a grump.
You are grouchy.
No, I'm not. I just don't like you. So, you got a story coming or what?
Okay, headline is, first of all, let me play this. I know you thought we were done with the creepy clowns.
Yeah.
But they just
don't. My wife, Glenna, who we don't speak of on the show.
Don't talk about Glenna.
No, we don't talk about her, but she's kind of bored with the clown stories.
Well, they're not boring, really.
They're not boring.
Okay, headline is...
I can't say that I don't not disagree with that statement.
We're going to have to disagree to agree, okay?
I can't say I'm not going to not disagree with what you're not saying.
Headline is, angry clowns berate London, Ontario bookstore owner over no clown sign.
Oh, I saw this story.
So I think you may have actually sent me this story.
And the sign had been around for a long time. We're going to find out. But this is one we cheated that I actually read the story.
See, I hadn't read it yet.
Okay, so
you're ahead of me.
I'm a year ahead of you? No, I don't think so.
Close to it. No clowns have ever been banned in the shop, City Lights bookstore owner tweets. So the staff at a London, Ontario bookstore.
You don't seem nearly as excited for the story as you should be.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about clowns that have been kicked out of the bookstore.
You get all the good Australian stories, and I get stuck with this London, Ontario.
You're the one who stacked the stories up, not me.
Yeah, but you said it was my turn to read Australia, and you said, can I read it?
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Staff at a London, Ontario bookstore say a sign banning clowns from the store was a joke. And two clowns who confronted the owner Thursday afternoon went too far.
They went too far.
Two clowns took offense to a sign in the window of City Lights bookstore.
You know what happened when they took offense?
What?
Nothing.
They had a picture of a clown with a red circle and a line through the image. You know, the international line for no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like little Ghostbusters.
Exactly. London police officers did arrive at the bookstore to defuse the situation. No charges were filed, the police said. On Twitter, the bookstore said no clowns have ever been banned in the shop, and the sign was a spoof given the recent rash of scary clown sightings. Physically intimidating and yelling at a woman is not the way to get your demands met. A decent face-to-face with respect and kindness is, the bookstore tweeted about the request by the clowns for the sign to be taken down. We at the bookshop were collateral damage for someone else's misguided need for publicity. Ooh, she threw it right back at him.
Way in her face going, you're going to answer to Bobo.
Actually, I think it was more like, I've had it with you. I've had it with you and your sign.
When I come back, I'm bringing about 20 of my friends. We're going to be in a little Volkswagen.
I'm going to make a gun out of balloons and come back and pop it. One of the clowns involved.
That wasn't funny.
Lori.
No, I mean, that just wasn't funny. Go ahead, go.
You go ahead and go. I've had it with your attitude today. One of the clowns involved, Lori Ackerman, who performs as, you want to know what her name is, her clown?
Lulupalooza.
wrote about the sign on her Facebook page Thursday. City Lights bookstore just put up a no clown sign! I need my clowns here pronto, she wrote. The male clown, Brian Curry, who goes by the name of Buttons Blammo, said he was not in clown attire when he first asked the store to take down the sign. When they refused, he dressed up and went back.
So
this will get it. Okay.
So he's not passive aggressive at all.
No, not at all.
No, he's just direct.
I'll show them.
Yeah, I'll show them. I'll come back with my big red nose on.
Look at me. I'm a clown in your store.
But he came back on his tricycle.
He came back. He was saying, signs, signs.
Came back his little tricycle.
Lulu Palooza said she handed out balloons to passing children during the encounter. But many on her Facebook page criticized the move. Smooth move. In a time when people are already getting sick of absurd clown news, you and your friend go and make it worse, one person wrote. On Friday, she wrote a Facebook post saying people threatened to call the Children's Aid Society on her and were attacking her personally. I had people attacking my personal pages because they need new hobbies and not to take up belittling my career choices, she said Friday morning. Nothing will ever shake this nose off.
Nothing will ever?
That's what it says. Nothing nothing will ever shake this nose off, sir. No siree.
You could probably skip the typos if you want. I just don't even know. I think you were just dying at the end there. You just weren't making it through that story at all, were you?
No, I wasn't. But we're here to read the stories as they're printed. You do understand that's part of our shtick.
Me, my boss. Georgia teen awakes from a coma, fluently speaking new language after concussion.
Huh.
A teen in... Let's take it down. A teen in suburban Atlanta was kicked in the head while playing soccer and awoke from a 3-day coma,
yikes,
speaking fluent Spanish, according to a report.
That's weird.
Ruben Neshma, 16, was playing goalie for his club team when he was kicked in the head, forcing the high school student to leave the game in an ambulance.
Wow.
The ambulance came and they said he was having seizures because he might have bleeding in his brain.
That's not funny.
That's not funny at all.
Not at all.
Why are we telling this story? Because there's a happy ending.
And no, it's weird. It's a weird story.
The ambulance came and they said he was having seizures because he might have bleeding in his brain, ooh, his coach said.
That just sounds bad.
He said his player stopped breathing several times. The student awoke.
That's serious.
3 days later in the hospital, unable to communicate in English, but instead... Here's the little twist.
Yeah, go.
He was speaking Spanish, even though he was unable to use the language before.
Now how does that happen?
Apparently through osmosis. That's what the next line
that
says.
It does.
He guesses that maybe he learned it through osmosis. My friends would always talk to me in Spanish and would teach me.
Well, so he did know Spanish.
I wasn't perfect, but my brother is a really fluent Spanish speaker, so he kind of inspired me with that, too. He's still suffering the after effects of the concussion. His third, by the way.
Third concussion.
Sometimes I daze out. Sometimes I feel like I'm not there, but I am.
Well, isn't that something?
They set up a GoFundMe page to help with the hospital bills. But, you know, one of it, I kind of wonder, my first thought is, did it, if this is possible, did it unlock the part of his brain that's constantly recording? So, you know, we don't grab a hold of stuff and use it, like, to speak Spanish, but maybe he's been hearing it enough.
No, that doesn't explain it.
Okay, I'm trying to give the kid a break. Okay?
Calm down.
He's been through 3 concussions.
And a 3-day coma.
And, you know...
But that does...
And he woke up speaking Spanish. Well, you go tell him in Spanish that he's not speaking in Spanish.
Don't say con la basting noodle.
What about a basting noodle?
So,
what?
The thing is, that sounds good. And it sounds like it's possible. But he's never been taught the language. He's heard the language. You and I have heard the language, but we don't know what it means.
See.
How about this for a headline? Shot man pulls Dine and Dash at a Waffle House.
That is like level 10 wizardry right there.
A man suffering from a gunshot wound fled a local Waffle House without paying his bill. Well, maybe it was because he had a gunshot.
Maybe he got shot not paying his bill.
Just after 3 a.m. on Tuesday. That's the magical time.
That would be the time when...
A lot of weird stuff happens.
Yeah, devil's hour.
Oh, scary.
Yeah.
Just after 3 a.m.
I don't know if that's true. Somebody said that one time.
On Tuesday, deputies responded to the Waffle House.
Oh, you want to hear a story about 3 a.m.?
What about... You must be lonely.
No. Listen, Rob. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
This is true. Ready?
I believe you.
3 o'clock in the morning when I still had a landline. Remember those? This is a few years back. Had a landline. Had an actual line in the house, phone line in the house.
You got a call from the other world.
I started hearing, you know, when you leave a phone at the hooker, it's going,
yeah, I remember that.
Right? 3 o'clock in the morning, cordless phone in the kitchen. I wake up hearing this noise. Go in there. It's inexplicably making this noise. It's off the hook making this noise.
Who did it?
Look at the clock. 3 o'clock.
See? That's what it is.
It's when the devil makes his phone calls.
If your phone
and he eats at Waffle House.
If your phone rings at 3 a.m., just don't answer it.
It answered itself. That's the problem with the story.
Took it off the hook and laid it on the counter by itself.
Because he's going to come and kill me.
But you're here?
Oh, you're right. That does kind of put a hole in the story, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Kind of like not like the hole in this guy's gut.
That's what I was thinking. In a parking lot, one waitress told deputies she confronted the couple in the nearby McDonald's parking lot to confront them about their 1846 tab.
That's an old tab.
Man, I didn't know they had waffle
That's
houses
really
back then.
That's an old tab.
The pair, identified as Jordan and Cassie Lee Calloway, allegedly laughed at the waitress and ran away. What was he shot with?
I don't know.
A laughing bullet?
At this point, I'm never going to find out.
The desk clerk at the nearby Super 8 Motel informed deputies the couple was staying in a room on the second floor. After police knocked on the door several times, Calloway appeared with money in her hand and said she would return to the restaurant to pay for the meal. Collinsworth told deputies they tried to pay the bill, but no one was there. Deputies allegedly found a small amount of marijuana in the room. 3 a.m. marijuana, you add those up, you're going to get shot and eating a waffle.
Did they just actually say they went into Waffle House and nobody was there?
Yeah.
Whatever.
How bizarre. While Collinsworth was being handcuffed, deputies discovered an extensive gunshot wound in his stomach, leaking and covered with bandages, according to Yarborough. Upon their arrival to the jail, medical staff advised the extent of Collinsworth's injuries were too extensive for their staff. So this guy was in bad shape.
This guy really wanted Waffle House.
Collinsworth told deputies he suffered the gunshot wound several days ago in Atlanta during a drug deal. Wow.
He had to be septic by then, right?
You would think. Collinsworth was released based on his injuries and a small amount of theft. The case will be presented, blah, blah, blah. On the way to jail, deputies noticed Calloway moving around in the back seat of the car and allegedly located a bottle of Xanax in the seat. Well, no wonder he didn't feel it.
Yeah, he's pumped up on
dope.
Yeah.
He's all doped up. Like he don't know what to do.
Like I'm sitting across the table from this dope right now.
Calloway is only 17 years old, and he faces charges of theft of services, narcotics possession, terroristic acts and threats, marijuana possession, and a criminal interference with government property.
Well, you missed a whole part of the story where he's going to blow something up.
While being processed, Calloway threatened several officers, stating that she was going to call a friend to blow this whole place up.
There you go.
According to Yarborough.
Why don't she just hook the mule up to the outside bars on the jail and just kind of pull the wall down?
She later damaged a telephone in the booking area by slamming it against the counter, causing it to crack.
She's paying for that.
17 years old, acting like a fool.
Yeah, you really have to wait to get middle-aged to do that.
Yeah. And start a podcast or something.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know who got arrested for blocking traffic in Portland?
Who?
A tree.
A tree? How do you arrest a tree?
I says so right here. Police arrested a tree Monday in Portland, Maine for blocking traffic.
Please read on.
Okay, it really wasn't a tree.
Oh, they got us.
It was got us again. CNN affiliate WGME are a bunch of rascals. It was really a man dressed as a tree.
That's funny.
The tree, or man, who was arrested, said he stood in the middle of the downtown intersection. It's kind of a performance art.
Yeah, that makes it okay.
More kind of like rude, kind of annoying,
kind of illegal.
Stupid, kind of illegal. Asher Woodworth, some irony there, wanted to see how he could impact people's natural choreography.
What?
He needs to be in a padded room.
That doesn't make sense.
If by that he meant to get a lot of people to take pictures and video of him, he succeeded. Well, the police weren't impressed. He was charged with obstructing a public way.
Let's back up for a second. So Asher Woodworth wanted to see how he could impact people's natural choreography.
So
what does that mean?
Choreography, I guess, not dancing. So the way we move around. So
well, that'll do it if you dress as a tree.
So that's like if I put a giant rock in the middle of the road, how will it affect my car's choreography?
Okay.
It will stop.
Yeah.
Okay, so really, he could have figured this out without doing it.
Yeah.
If I stand in the middle of the road, how would that affect people? You're going to get in their way, and you probably should get punched in the tree branch.
Somebody should run over a tree.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Or come after him with a chainsaw, watch him go, yeah, run away.
Okay, this next one, Craig, this isn't really a story. This is the Portsmouth, Oregon police log from October 17th.
What do you mean?
This is a couple weeks ago. You know how police, they'll have their blotters. They'll post their blotters online, the police blotters.
Yeah, like when they look at it, it's like a one of those Rorschach things where they look
no,
at
not it. A blot. Okay, I'm going to start reading.
Wait a minute. The thing that you use when you're like stamping something on paper.
Okay. At 7:55 a.m., a caller reported a suspicious item. Talk about. Okay.
7:55. Oh, I could do that and you could read it.
Yeah, okay, do that.
7:55.
A caller reported a suspicious item. Turned out to be a stereo receiver on top of a styrofoam cooler plugged in to a hallway. Police determined it was left there by a vagrant. So that's what happened at 7:55 a.m.
8:29 a.m.
School resource officer reported a man in a hospital gown with a shaved head hanging around a bus at the middle school. The man was told not to return to the area.
But it's my bus.
Got to take it back to the plant. So that's creepy, right?
I guess.
But
8:57.
Okay, 8:57. Caller reported speed and stop sign violators in the area of Cabot Street.
I think that's Cabot.
All the time.
Cabot.
Yeah.
I am a Cabot. I am a Cabot.
We are the Cabots.
It's Cabot Street.
Okay.
Okay, all the time. It even says after that. It says all the time. Cabot Street. All the time it's Cabot Street.
9:07 a.m.
Okay, 9:07 a.m. Police responded to Greenleaf Avenue for a call about a parent threatening to knock a child's teeth out. Now, that's okay. If you heard a parent say that to their child, you know, you check in on, right? That's normal.
Depends on how bad the kid is.
Okay, let's skip down to 12:34 p.m. and see what happened.
12:34 p.m.
Okay, listen closely.
I'm listening.
Caller said a neighbor defecated in a CD case she loaned him and returned it to her in that condition.
Fecal surprise.
But it doesn't stop there.
I felt like we needed the music.
We should.
Nah.
She also said he sprayed skunk urine around her property.
How did he get that?
He had to squeeze the skunk.
Okay. Grab a skunk. Check. Squeeze the skunk. Check. Hope the skunk has had lots of liquids.
Police attempted to make contact with the neighbor, but he was not home, and they reported they would attempt again later.
How do you defecate in a CD case?
And why would you return it like that? I mean, I've heard some crappy music. It must have been.
Well, that does it for today's episode.
It must have been a Nickelback CD.
Yeah, really? Nah, that would be worth that.
Thanks for listening. And I really don't know why you do, but we do appreciate it.
Yeah, we do, even after stories like that. Really crappy stories.
That was a police blotter I ran across online, and I thought that was interesting.
You'd like to say blotter.
So what? Blotter? Give me a drink of blotter, would you?
Please go away now.
Okay. We'll see y'all next time.
Hey, don't forget to review us and all that kind of junk.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Pop, pop, pop music, pop, pop, pop music, pop, pop, pop music, pop, pop, pop music.
Radio, video, boogie with a suitcase. You're living in a disco, forget about the red race. Let's do the milkshake, sell it like a hotcake. Try some, buy some, fee, five, four, five. Talk about pop music, talk about pop music. I want to dedicate it, everybody made it, infiltrate it. Activated New York, London, Paris, Munich. Everybody talk about pop music. Talk about pop music. Talk about pop music. Pop, pop, pop music. Pop, pop, pop music. Sing it in the subway. Shuffle with a shoe shine. Fix me a Molotov. I'm on the headline. I wanna be a gunslinger. Don't be a rock singer. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Tell me where you wanna go. Talk about pop music. Talk about pop music. A line in the tree. Eeny, meeny. A line in the tree. You know what I mean. Hit it. Now you know what to say. Talk about pop music. Talk about pop music. Pop, pop, pop music. Pop, pop, pop music. Dance in the supermarket. Dig it in the fast lane. Listen to the countdown. They're playing our song again. Can't get jumper chick. I want a whole cap bag. Moonlight music. Knick-knack, paddywhack. Talk about pop music. Talk about pop music. It's all around you. Gotta surround you. It's all around you. Hit it! New York, London, Paris, Munich. Everybody talk about pop music. Talk about pop music. Talk about pop music. Pop, pop, pop music. Pop, pop, pop music. Pop, pop, pop music.